You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
Okay, everyone, welcome to the, it's now June the 25th GTT Beginners National Conference Call. Welcome, everybody. We have about 12 or 13 people on the line. And today we're going to talk about navigating on the web using VoiceOver in iOS. So that's iPads, iPhones, and iPods. So welcome, everybody. I'm Albert Ruel.
All right, folks, I'm going to do a bunch of work with Safari on an iPhone. I'm using an iPhone 10, and it's got the latest version of iOS 12. So I'm just, some of the navigating, I think we said in the introduction that we're going to talk about the rotor and how we can use the rotor to get at all manner of things when we're web browsing on an iOS device. So I'm in Safari now. I'm just going to, I've got to turn on the keyboard first. I'm going to be using a Bluetooth keyboard, which is that little K380. I think it's a Logitech K380 keyboard. So hopefully everybody can hear that. I think it comes across pretty clearly. So I've got the phone sitting here with the speaker pointing toward the microphone on my computer. So Safari, at the very top, one of the things that I really want you all to pay attention to is when there's a reader button near the top of a web page when you are surfing using Safari. This reader button is a spectacular tool for getting rid of all those links and all those advertisements and all that junk that is in a web page, particularly articles on the web. So I always want you to listen for the reader button. For those of you who use the phone visually, it's always in the top left-hand corner of the screen, and I think it has a couple of squiggly lines on an oval button. So here I'm going to swipe to the right and then swipe to the left again just to get to that reader button.
Address, applevis.com.
So that's the address here is applevis.com. I'm going to go to the left now and listen to the reader button.
Button.
So that indicates
actions available.
Actions are available, so I can activate this reader button, and I'm going to come back to this. So right now, let's go have a look at what this web page looks like. I'm just going to swipe to the right or use my right arrow key to just simply make my way through this web page and listen to all of the things that are there starting from the top. So here we go.
Address. Reload. Button. Skip to main content. Link, AppleVis, link, login/register, link, search this site, text field, search, button, main menu, heading level 2, you are here, heading level 2, home.
So that's all of the things, just every click you heard there was me doing a right, one finger right swipe, or in this case I'm using the keyboard so it was a right arrow button. So it takes a, you know, there's a lot of stuff there before we finally get to the meat of the page. So I'm going to go back to the top. I'm going to use a control home, or if you're on the screen, you would do a four-finger sync. All right, so doing a
actions available.
So I did a control home to get to the top. Four-finger single tap near the top of the screen will also bring your focus right to the very top. So now I'm going to do a one-finger double tap to launch this or to select this reader on the keyboard. I press both the up and the down arrow keys together. So here goes.
Selected reader.
So now the reader is selected. So I'm going to arrow or swipe my way through this page now and see how different the top of the page is now.
Address. Reader appearance options. Button. Voting now open for the 2019 inductees into the AppleVis iOS App Hall of Fame. Heading level 1. The 25th of June, 2019. Hello from the team at AppleVis.
So you see that as soon as I got past the address field, and then it gave me some options, you know, because I can make some choices about this reader view. I can decide that the reader will always automatically come on when I come to AppleVis, or I can leave it so that I have to manually turn it on. So there's some choices you make, and then I got right into the article. None of the junk from the top of the web page was there for me. So that's what the reader view does, is it pulls the article out of all of that other paraphernalia so that you can get right to it and only read material you came here to get. Of course, on the iPhone or on any of these devices with VoiceOver on, a two-finger swipe down will be the say all command, or it reads everything. On the keyboard, I'm going to hold down the caps lock key and I'm going to hit the letter A. Oops, and it didn't do it.
The 25th of June, 2019. The 25th of June, 2019. Hello from the team at AppleVis. We are pleased to announce that voting for the 2019 inductees into the AppleVis iOS App Hall of Fame, Ling.
So that's a say all command. I've hit the control key to silence him, and for you on the phone it would be a two-finger single tap to pause the reading, and then a two-finger single tap will resume the reading. On the keyboard, I just hit the control key again and it resumes reading.
Is now open. Now in its 8th year.
Okay, so those are a few of the basic commands. If you're reading material and you're having trouble finding all of the material, look for that reader button at the top. It really helps to simplify web pages, particularly when they are structured as an article. So I'm going to go back to the top with Control Home.
Yes,
and
selected read
and I'm going to turn off the reader view by hitting the up and down arrow keys together, and on the screen you would double tap with one finger to turn that off.
Reader.
So now it just says reader, it doesn't say selected. So that's one way to simplify a web page and to be able to read it, you know, very cleanly. If you want to look at a web page, the rotor is one of the tools you really want to get used to using. So I'm going to spin the rotor. You would do that by putting two fingers on the screen and giving your wrist a bit of a twist. And look at all of the items you've got on the rotor. And particularly on web pages, we're looking for headings, links, form fields, buttons, tables, and those kinds of navigation tools. On the keyboard, I'm using the up and the right arrow keys together to turn the rotor. So every time I use up and right arrow, it turns the rotor to the right. If I use up and left arrow, it turns the rotor to the left. So here I go spinning the thing.
Static text.
Well, it's not a worry about that right now.
Characters.
So characters.
Words.
Words. And once I select one of these, if I want to go through this site now word by word, I would now use the down arrow button. Now that I've selected word, down arrow and up arrow moves me forward and back one word at a time. But I'm going to keep turning the rotor, so I'm hitting the right and up arrow again.
Lines.
Lines. So if I want to go through a page line by line, I would select that and then use my down arrow to arrow down through the page one line at a time. I'm going to use the up and right arrow to turn the rotor again.
Headings.
Headings.
19 headings.
Headings. And it said right away there are 19 headings on this page. And I'm going to keep spinning the rotor. I'll come back to headings because it's our most important means of navigating a web page. So I'm going to spin the rotor up and right again, or in your case, you would spin your two fingers to the right.
Links. 38 links.
And as soon as it got to links, it told me that there are 38 links on this page.
Form controls. 9 form controls.
Form controls are things like a search edit field and a search button. It might be a logon screen where you type in your username and your password. Those are all form fields. Anything where you have to give the web page some information will be a form field. So I'm going to spin the rotor again to the right.
Buttons. 8 buttons.
Buttons is one of the ones I use a lot. If I get onto a YouTube video and I want to find that the pause button, I'll spin the rotor to buttons and then use my down arrow key to go find the button I'm looking for. Or sometimes it might be an OK button or an accept button or a pay now button. Spinning the rotor to buttons allows you to use your up and down arrow keys to move through all of the buttons on the page. So I'll spin the rotor one more time to the right.
Tables. Two tables.
Tables is something I use on things like my Visa statement or bank site. I use it on WordPress a lot because they do put lots of material in tables on websites. And so this allows you to get right to the information you want by using the up and down arrow keys to get to tables. Matter of fact, I'm going to go look to see what tables they have put on this page. I'm focused on tables now, so I'll press the down arrow key.
Apple Vis, Ling, Image, Table Start, Landmark.
So I don't know, there's something there that's in tables.
Login slash register.
Oh, so that's all the login table register start, stuff.
End.
I'll press the down arrow key again just to get to the next table. And there isn't one.
Speaking rate, tables. Huh. Table not found.
So it told me there were two tables, but it didn't come up with them. Okay.
Reader. Button.
So I've done control home or a four finger single tap at the top of the screen to get back to the top of the page. And I'm going to spin the rotor to the left this time using the up and left arrow keys. And I'm going to go back to headings.
Vertical navigation, visited links, language, hints, audio ducking, speaking tables, buttons, form can, links, headings.
There I am. Now
headings.
I've made it back to headings. So now I want to look at this web page from headings are the categories and the different ways that a webmaster will have organized the web page. And it's one of the first things I do when I get onto a strange web page is look at all of the headings that the webmaster has created, which means it might be the quickest way for me to access the information I'm looking for. So I'm going to press the down arrow key because I am focused on headings. So down arrow, or in your case, on the screen, it would be a single finger swipe down, or a single finger swipe up is the same as the up and down arrow keys. So down arrow I go.
Main menu, heading level 2, link,
okay.
Navigation,
that's,
landmark.
I don't want to get into the menu, so I'm going to down arrow again to get to the next heading.
You are here, heading level 2, you are here, navigation, landmark. Home, link.
Yeah, and that's not what I'm looking for. What I did there, once I found a heading, I used the right arrow key or a one finger swipe to the right to move to the next piece of text or the next item on the web page. But I'll do a down arrow again to get to the next heading.
Voting now open for the 2019 inductees into the Apple Vis iOS App Hall of Fame. Heading level 1.
Main, all right, so all that stuff that we touched before we got here was all of the junk that the reader view got rid of. We are now at the top of the actual meat of this web page. It's a level 1 heading. And so this is where the goods begin. This is the stuff I came here to read or to look at. I could swipe to the right to find out what's next. So let's do that.
Submitted by article, landmark, Apple Vis, on the 25th of June, 2019. Hello from the team at Apple Vis.
All right, so now we are into the meat of this particular web page. So I can keep swiping to the right and read, you know, chunk by chunk. Let's go see. I think this one will be a paragraph, so let's have a look at that with a right arrow or a swipe to the right.
We are pleased to announce that voting for the 2019 inductees into.
Okay, so it didn't quite read a paragraph. It stopped there in mid-sentence. So you have to keep swiping to the right to read all through this or do your two-finger down arrow or swipe down in order to read all of it. On the keyboard, that would be the caps lock key plus the letter A to read everything below this point. So headings are critical. I'm not going to read through all of this stuff. I'm just going to show you what the rest of the headings are on this page. So I'll down arrow or do a one-finger swipe down because I'm still focused on headings. So down arrow will get me to the next heading.
Nominees, heading level 3.
So that's a level 3 heading, and this now is going to start the list of nominees. So let's down arrow or swipe down one more time with one finger.
One password, password manager, heading level 4.
So this is the Apple Vis where we can vote on the app that we think was the best for the past year, and now we're going to list all of the apps. So what was this one? One password?
One password. Password manager.
So one password is a very nice accessible password managing app. So let's carry on down to the next. And if I swipe to the right now, folks, I've got a heading here that gives me the name of the app. Swiping to the right or a right arrow will start reading, you know, sort of the details about this particular app. But right now, I just want to go through the list. So let's down arrow because we're on headings. So down arrow to the next heading.
BitLife, Life Simulator, heading level 4.
So BitLife is another app that eligible to be voted on.
Black Box, heading level 4.
Black Box, and I'm just down arrowing using that header movement unit. So I'm moving header by header by using a single finger swipe down.
Dolphin Easy Reader, heading level 4. Envision AI, heading level 4. Fair, heading level 4. Flick Type Keyboard, heading level 4. Game World, Play with Friends, heading level 4. Microsoft Soundscape, heading level 4. Shortcuts, heading level 4. Travelier, Listen to the World, heading level 4. Voice Dream Scanner, heading level 4. Voting, heading level 3.
And now we've gotten to a level 3 heading, so we're finished the list of all the apps that are there, and now we're at a level 3 heading. And so if I swipe to the right, this will give me the instructions on how to vote for my favorite app. And so, you know, that's essentially what I do when I get to a web page. I look at the headings to see how they've constructed it and where I might best find the information that I came to this website to fetch. So that's headings. I'm going to go back to the top. The other thing I often do when I'm on web pages is I do a lot of control home, or in this case, it's control plus the up arrow key to get to the top. On an iOS on the screen, it would be a four-finger single tap near the top of the screen. I always want to start from a known position, which is the top.
Reader, button.
So now what I'm going to do is turn the rotor to form fields, and let's go have a look at those 9 form fields that were there.
Static text, characters, words, lines, headings, links. 30 form controls, 9 form controls.
So these are the form controls. Let's say I've come to this web page because I want to actually do something, fill out a form, maybe register for something. Oh, somebody has left.
Reload button.
So the reload button is a form field. We're not going to do anything with that.
Search this site, text field.
There's a first form field, so it's a text field for searching for anything. If I wanted to search for accessible clock apps, I might want to type in clocks or alarms or something in this search field. So let's carry on with another swipe down or down arrow.
Search button.
And there's the search button.
Search.
So let's carry on down from there.
Back. Dimmed.
And there's the back button
forward,
and forward.
Dimmed.
So really the only forms on this page
Reader.
Was exactly that, the search field. So very often on any web page, if you're looking to search something on that web page, the form fields might be a quick way for you to get there. Let's go to links.
Vertical navigation, action, step, carriage, words, lines, headings, links.
There's links. I just had to keep turning the rotor until I finally found my links. So I'm going to down arrow and see what links it comes up with.
Skip to main content, link.
And there's a way to skip to the main content, which might get us right to the main text that we came here to read. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Reader available. Skip to main content, link. Apple Vis.
It didn't get us right to the material that we wanted. Isn't that interesting? So very often we find that on web pages. The skip to the material just doesn't always seem to work.
Search. Main menu. You are here. Head home. Right double arrows. Newsletter archive. Voting now open for the 2009.
There we go. It took quite a while, quite a few swipes to the right to finally get to the actual meat of it. So still the best way to get right to the heart of what you're looking for is using the headings command or using that reader view.
Reader.
So at this point, I think we'll see if anybody wants to sort of ask any questions or make any comments, because I think that's a lot of material already covered, and let's give that a try for now.
Okay, I was going to say something. When you were doing the last set there, when you did that, you know, that link when it says find the content.
Right.
Sometimes, as you said, going back to headings, but if you did that hit link, if you went back to your heading and hit the first heading, would it got you there? Because it would bring you to where you are. Here I am.
There is the world.
Yes, I think that had I switched over to headings at that point, but you see that switching over to headings would take you there quickly anyway.
Yes. But I'm just saying, if you were in your links and wanted to get to somewhere specific and did that, then went to headings, yes, you would be. You know, it depends on what you're doing and where you are already on the page, I guess.
I think the most important thing is that whenever you see those skip to content links, it's been our experience on the computer and on the iPhone that they just don't work very well.
Oh, okay.
They just don't. I mean, people have mixed experience with that. So I'm sort of putting it out there that, you know, if you click that link, you may or may not get to the content you came for. But using headings, though, you definitely will be able to get to it more quickly and more assuredly.
Okay.
The heading, and you know, lots of surveys have been done over the years with folks who are blind and who use screen readers on the web. The headings navigation is by far the most important navigation tool we own for voiceover users. It's, you know, if a web page is half done correctly, there'll always be a heading at the top of the main content of the page. And then from there, you can use your arrow keys or swipe to the right to read the information you came there for.
I always describe headings as to people I'm helping out, if, you know, for people that have had sight at one time. If you remember reading a newspaper and you get the great big headlines on the front page, you know, it's almost like a heading one. And then, you know, you quickly look through for the headings, you know, of sports or technology, and you quickly find the heading and you read under that. So it's just a very quick way to navigate. If you see, it's a quick way to navigate. And if you don't see, it's still a quick way to navigate, only we do it through, like Albert described, by turning the rotor to headings and flicking down, and you can zoom through a very large document in no time to find what you're looking for.
Yes. And the other thing too is chapters. You know, every chapter in a book has some kind of a title at the top. It's not just chapter two. Sometimes it's chapter two, the world before Columbus, you know, that kind of thing. And so you can move from chapter heading to chapter heading and decide whether that's the chapter you want to read or not. And then, of course, as David said, yeah, the meat of it, the material, is always going to be right below that heading.
Another good example would be if you're a Sela user and you're looking for a book and you do your search and you turn your rotor to headings and flick down, you can flick down through the book titles, which are in the heading, and usually the author is there, and because maybe it came up with 50 results and the one you're looking for could be 23, you know, so you can, rather than having to swipe right and reading all the details about each book, you can just flick through it quickly.
Yeah, and this, maybe the Sela page, maybe it would have been wise to use Sela today for the demo instead of AppleVis. I used AppleVis because I know it's a very well-structured page. And, you know, they use headings very, very well. It's a page made for people who are blind or vision impaired, so it's always going to be a good one.
I think AppleVis is good because it's like a recipe book for us blind people. Like, it's a great place to go if you want to learn. I'm thinking about getting an Apple Watch at some point, and I'll go to AppleVis and look for podcasts that are on it to learn about it, so. We could have used Sela, but I think you picked a good choice by picking AppleVis.
Yeah, anything you want to find out what kind of apps are accessible for us, for those of us who don't have good sight, AppleVis, that their entire reason for being is to evaluate apps to see how accessible and usable they are for screen reader and magnification users. So it's
the Betty Crocker of voiceover.
Yes.
Or Aunt Jemima, or some one of those ladies.
Apple Vis, I guess the VIS stands for vision behind Apple. So it's everything Apple, and it's everything to do with low vision or blindness. And right now they want you to vote on your favorite app.
If you're performing a search at Safari in the text box at the top or something, I often end up plowing through ads and stuff. It's very hard to separate what the results are from the search versus what's being suggested as some kind of an advertisement. Is there a way to do that faster using the rotor to clear through some of that?
I believe every time you do a search, there will be a heading somewhere called search results. So again, I always spin the rotor to headings and then flick down until I find search results. And then I start clicking through the page with a right one finger.
Okay.
So again, always when you do a search, they always have a search results heading at the top of the results you want. And everything above that is junk you didn't come here for.
Okay, thank you.
If you tap on the reader, like if there's a page that you go to all the time, and like it's news articles or whatever, what you can do is there's a setting. I think it's you tap and hold the reader button, and then there will come things, and you can automatically have it go into reader mode on that page. So like if you're, you know, newspaper front star, and you know the reader works well in there, you can set it to always turn on automatically.
I mentioned that, Brian, but I didn't show it. So let's try that now.
Address, reload, reader, button.
So I've activated.
Selected.
So I've selected the reader button. Let's go down just below here. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Address, reader appearance options, button.
So reader appearance options is a button. So now I'm going to double tap that.
Decrease text size button.
So there I can decrease the text size if this web page loads with too big a text size for you low vision users.
Increase text size
button. I just did a swipe to the right, and now I'm on the increase text size button.
Selected color theme white.
So that's what's selected, white color theme. Apparently I can change that.
Color theme sepia button.
So sepia, I don't know what color that is. I just like red, blue, green, and black. But
color theme, gray, color theme.
So I'm just swiping to the right, going through all the color themes here.
Font, Atlas, font, 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 selected, font, 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 font.
Yeah, okay,
Times
so
Euro, decrease text size, selected.
I've just hit the escape button to get out of that. I'm going to do what Brian selected. Suggested, which is the double tap and hold. And if I remember how to do that.
Alert. Automatic reader view.
Okay, so I did the double tap and hold on the reader button, and now I'm going to swipe to the right.
You can use reader automatically on individual websites or on all websites. Use on aplevis.com.
So button. If I tap this button, that means every time I open the Apple Vis website, it will automatically turn on the reader view. I'm going to swipe to the right again.
Use on all websites button.
So this would then have the reader view coming on every single website I visit. I tend not to use that because sometimes I do want those links or those search features on a website.
I say don't. That
and then there's the cancel button. So I'll just hit the cancel button to close that particular little menu.
Okay, what was the keyboard command you used when you did the double tap, did the tap and hold? What is that keyboard command?
It's the shift key. It's the shift key plus the caps lock key and then the letter M, Louise. I hold down those two keys and type the letter M to do the double tap and hold on a keyboard. The other one that I find that I'm always having to pick up the phone for is to get up onto the status bar to see how much battery power I've got or what time it is. And that one is hold, if you hold down the control key down in the bottom left corner and the caps lock key, so the caps lock plus control, and type the letter M.
11:40 a.m. Status bar item.
Now I'm up on the status bar. I can arrow or swipe across.
Oh, wow.
Sure, 100% battery power.
Okay, and then if I do the same key command again, which, let me find the doggone home row here on this keyboard. There it is. So, again, control plus caps lock and the letter M.
Cancel. Button.
And I'm back back on the main screen.
Okay.
Selected.
Okay, so, yeah, a few of those key commands. And you know how I found those, you guys? Just a little while ago, as I was preparing for this, I thought, oh, my God, I don't know what the keystroke is for that. So I did a Google search. I simply typed the words Bluetooth keyboard, status bar on iOS, and then pressed enter. And I found some results and had a look at one of the web pages and came up with an answer. But I found I got better results if I put Bluetooth keyboard in front of the rest of the text that I was searching for. Because when Bluetooth was at the back, it came up with all kinds of weird, crazy stuff that I wasn't looking for.
Are most people using keyboards?
I'm sorry?
Are most people using keyboards?
Not very many beginners use the keyboard with their iPhones. It's another learning curve, and I think when you're struggling to just learn the phone, the keyboard might be
a pain in the ass.
An additional strain. So for those of us who get a little bit more comfortable with a phone and we want to increase our speed and efficiency, a Bluetooth keyboard is really, really helpful. Sure.
So can Siri be used to fill in those kind of fields?
I'm sorry?
Could Siri be used to fill in edit fields?
I'm not 100% sure. David or Brian, does anybody know?
No. Siri will not do edit fields or passwords. You have enter them yourself. Like, you can't even copy and paste a password into something on the iPhone.
Thanks, Brian. I thought that was the case. So no, you cannot use Siri. I mean, we do on our Apple TV. I sometimes see my partner typing in her password character by character in the Apple TV to log into Netflix. So, but by and large on the iPhone, you're not going to be able to use Siri or copy and paste into password fields.
Now, Brian, comment here.
Go ahead, Brian.
Regarding keyboards with iPhone, right now the problem is not all keyboards work the same depending on what you get to an iPhone, but apparently with iOS 13, they're going to bring on multiple keyboards that you can use. Apparently, all keyboards will be used and they'll be standardized system.
Yeah, and Apple makes a really nice, small, you know, fairly robust little keyboard. And the one I use, and I think Brian, you're using a Logitech as well. The one I have is a Logitech 380, which just means it's smaller. And Brian uses a Logitech K480, which just means it's bigger.
I also found that in those edit fields and a lot of the areas, the Braille display, Focus 40 Braille display, will not fill in a lot of that those things. So be aware of that with the Braille display.
Yeah.
Something to take note of also when you're when you're in edit fields, like where if you're on a page where, you know, your email address and your password to get in, also on if you're adding a contact on the iPhone, it seems to be a bug in iOS where not all the times, but a lot of times your first name or the first field you're filling in, it says editing and you're typing away and nothing's going in. And if you move to the next field and one finger double tap to activate that and then go back to the first field and activate it, you can then type in your information there. I don't know why it is that way, but it's that way with the previous iOS version, maybe the previous two iOS versions. This one we're using now, 12, 0.3 doesn't seem to be as bad, but it still does happen to me sometimes.
Yeah, and especially for beginner users too, David, when you get out on the web and you're trying to fill out a field, you know, first name, last name, address, and all that stuff, and you'll get to a, like sometimes I'll get to the postal code field, I think I've activated it, and I start typing, and then it turns out that the focus still is sitting on my field, and so now I've just typed my postal code behind the city name, and so there's some real funky stuff that happens sometimes when you're trying to fill out a form on the internet. But if you get frustrated, if you find those sorts of things happening, go find another control on that page and activate it, and then come back to the postal code field. It just seems sometimes that iOS just doesn't follow you the way you thought it was going to, and they get a bit glitchy sometimes. So don't get frustrated. It's not you. It's iOS.
That's right.
The other piece that I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of is a terminology that, especially if you start to use a Bluetooth keyboard, and the term is called quick nav keys or quick navigation key. And all of the navigation keys we use, like headings and form fields and links and all those are all quick navigation keys or quick navigation. Yeah, quick navigation, that's what it is. So when you're in an edit field, you have essentially turned off quick navigation field or quick navigation, and you've entered an edit field and you're now typing. Because the quick nav keys, I think the letter H will take you to the next heading. That's a quick nav key. But when you get in an edit field, when you type an H, you'll get an H. And so you're constantly turning quick nav on and off. And that's, especially when you're using keyboards, that's the thing that confounded me the most when I first began using my keyboard. So pay attention to, you know, quick nav keys. It's the same when you're using a computer with JAWS or NVDA. When you're in an edit field, you're typing text. When you're out of the edit field, you're actually in quick navigation mode, which means the letter H will get you to a heading. The letter E will get you to the next edit field, and the letter F will get you to the next form field. So
how do we turn the quick nav on and off with the keyboard?
With the keyboard, you press both the left and right arrow keys together. So right and left turns on quick nav keys, and right and left turns off quick nav keys. I'll just do a quick, I'll go to the form fields.
Static tag, carried, word, line, headings, links. Form control, 9 form control, search this site, text field.
Okay, so I was just using a quick nav key to get here, right? I did a one finger swipe down to get to this edit field, but I have not activated it yet. So there's two ways I can activate it. Let me just give this a try. I'm going to press the right and left arrow keys together to turn off quick nav keys.
Quick nav off.
See, it did not activate the edit field. So
quick nav on.
I'm going to now press the up and down arrow keys together, which is the same as a double tap to activate this edit field. So here goes.
Insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
So you see, as soon as I did the double tap with one finger, it turned off quick nav, and it put me into an active edit field. So now I can type a search string. So I'm going to type clock.
Clock.
Okay, so I've typed clock. Now I'm going to turn on quick nav, which will allow me to use these different features.
Quick nav on.
And now I'm going to spin over to button.
Words, heading, alt, hints, language, vertic typing, edit, text, zip, character, words, headings, speaking rate.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, it's not going to let me. Okay, so I'm going to do a swipe to the right to move over to the button.
Search. Button.
And there's the search button. Search. And so now, you see, if I would have had quick nav keys turned off and still in that active edit field, my right arrow button would not have moved me to this search button. It would allow me to move around within the edit field that I'm typing in. So I have to turn on quick nav keys in order to be able to move, you know, somewhere else on the web page. So it's one of the pieces you'll fight with a little bit, but persevere. It's really worth learning the keyboard if you want to gain some efficiency on your iPhone.
My solution to that has been, I'm not sure about with the Bluetooth keyboard, but my solution with the Braille display has been to set up the virtual keyboard on the iPhone. So when it gets snotty like that with me, if it's something to fill in a search box or an edit field, I can just go to the iPhone and fill it in with the virtual keyboard that is on the screen.
Yeah.
But make sure you have that virtual keyboard on your screen.
The virtual keyboard, the only way you'll get that back on is you have to turn off your Bluetooth keyboard. So what I do if I want to go back, but you see, for something like a double tap and hold, you guys, you don't have to have the virtual keyboard on the screen. That's only, you only need that if you're going to type characters. So I tend to just pick up the phone, do a swipe, 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 double tap and hold, you know, and then I'm back to my keyboard again. Once I activate the thing I'm looking for, then I use my arrow keys on the keyboard. So you don't have to do all of one or all of the other. You can do a combination of both. But honest to God, though, the quick nav keys, just remember that you need quick nav turned on if you want to maneuver and move around on the screen. And quick nav gets turned off as soon as you activate an edit field. And so you have to, once I'm finished typing, if I want to use my arrow keys to move to the search button, I have to turn on quick nav keys. Then I hit the right arrow button or the swipe to the right to get on the search button.
You could also do a four-finger double tap, which would bring you into the keyboard describer, and then press your keys and play around with it. That way you'd be safe.
Yes. Caps Lock K will turn on the keyboard help, and that's how I determined what some of these keys were this morning. I'll just do it quickly right now. So Caps Lock plus the letter K.
Starting help. To stop help. Perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub, or press escape on the keyboard.
So now I'm in keyboard help. So I'm going to touch the space bar.
Space.
And now the key to the left of the space bar.
Command.
That's the command key. To the left of that.
Option.
That's the options key. To the left of that, it's not going to say anything because that's the function key. And then to the left of that in the very corner.
Control.
The control key. So keyboard help, you know, will help you sort out every key on the whole keyboard. And then I press the escape key to turn it off, as it told me. So listen to what it says.
Reader available. Previous. Page. Action. Reader available. Search this site. Text field. Is editing. Clock. Insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
There we go. So it turned off the keyboard help and put me right back where I was on the web page. And by the way, I can't stand my phone talking this slow. I don't know if I'm going to keep it.
But thank you for doing that. That does help when you're trying to learn.
Yeah, of course.
Albert, I'm wondering if there's any questions any of the folk may have not pertaining to our topic today, but something that's on their mind.
Yeah, sure. Anything at all. Let fly. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 11:58 a.m.
11:58. We got a good half hour to go yet. So any other questions? Any other things not related to iOS and navigating the web?
Call in progress.
Nothing else? So first of all, I've gone to the address field. So I'm going to activate that with a two finger or a one finger double tap, or in my case, an up and down arrow keys together.
Address, address, text field is editing. HTTP.
So what it's going to do now is read off the whole thing. But I know from experience that my focus is at the at the back end of all the text that is sitting there, and it is highlighted. So if I just hit the delete key once, listen to what it says.
Quick nav off. Selection deleted.
Okay, so now selection is deleted, so now I can type. So let's try, I don't know, what should I search for?
CBC News will give you lots of headings and stuff to okay. follow through.
CBC,
misspelled. CBC News, latest Canada, world, QuickNav on.
Okay, I've just turned on QuickNav. That's not what I want. I want to turn it off, so I'm going to hit the left and right again to turn off. Or
QuickNav off.
Oh, no, I do want QuickNav on. All right, so QuickNav is now on. I'll go to the search button.
Clear text, button, cancel, button, top hit, heading.
Okay, oh, so this is what they call a live search. So I don't have to hit the search button. It just simply, as soon as I type the text, it searches. So I'm going to spin my rotor to headings.
Audio ducking, speaking rep tables, button, formed links. Headings.
There's headings, so now I'm gonna swipe down and see what headings we have here.
DuckDuckGo search, heading, bookmarks and history, heading. On this page, no matches. Heading not found.
Oh, no matches. That's not good.
Bookmarks and history. DuckDuckGo search, heading, top hit, address, text field, insertion point at start.
Just try cbc.ca.
Address. Clear text, cancel, top hit, heading.
Wow.
CBC News, latest Canada, world, entertain.
Okay, so the headings don't work so well in a Safari search. So I just had to do that right arrow or a one finger swipe to the right to get to this heading.
DuckDuckGo search, CBC News, latest Canada, world, entertainment and
12:10 p.m. in 19 seconds.
CBC.
Double tap to open brief.
So it just came up with one result. And I've double tapped on it, and we're loading that page.
Links, headings, 90 CBC News, heading level 1, main, featured content, heading level 2, Boris Johnson plagued by controversy amid UK leadership campaign. We're in a war against crime.
Anyway, so, you know, once I found that it did come up with just one result there, and I use the right arrow key or a swipe to the right to get to it. And when I double tapped on it, it loaded this page. And now I'm looking at a whole long list of CBC news articles. And again, I'm using headings so that I can move through from heading to heading. I'm on, let's pick one.
Boris Johnson plagued by controversy amid UK leadership campaign. Heading level 3.
So that's a heading. I'm going to swipe to the right or do a right arrow.
A closer look at the day's most notable stories with the National's Jonathan Gatehouse. Boris Johnson's attempt to change the channel on coverage of his controversial personal life isn't going as planned. An upload.
Okay, let's just stop it. So at any rate, once I found the heading, the headline I wanted to read, I just did a swipe to the right or a right arrow, and it started reading the text that's below the heading.
So can you type in a word that you want to find on the page?
You always have to go back to that edit field. The address bar at the very top.
But if you did your search and you wanted to find the word results, could you type the word results someplace and it'll take you there on the page you're looking at?
This is on Safari on the iPhone. Anybody have an answer for that?
I mean, I know you can do it with NVDA and JAWS, but.
Yeah, on the computer, you can do search the page, but that's a JAWS or NVDA function. I don't know if there's a way to do it on Safari. VoiceOver. Yeah. The other thing to consider, Anthony, if using your headings doesn't get you to, like after you've done a search, all search engines will have the heading, the words will be there on the page called search results, or might just say results. But if the webmaster didn't mark it as a heading, the text is nevertheless still there. And yes. There was something when I was spinning the rotor earlier, and I chose to not even mention it, but there's something called let me go find it. I'm going to spin the rotor.
Links, form, button, table, speak, audio, ducking, hints, language, visited link. Vertical navigation, edit, static text.
There it is. Static text is another way that you can flick up and down the page, and it'll take you to the next piece of text that does not have a link associated with it. So the search results might be on the page but not marked as a heading, so it's going to be just static text. So basically that's going to be the body of the the text on the web page, for example.
I assume then that static text, a heading is a static text as well. It'll go through all the headings.
Okay. Yeah, static text just means there's no link or button or anything like that associated with it.
Okay.
I use that sometimes on the computer as well. If hitting the headings doesn't get me to what I want, I'll hit the letter N for non-linked text, which is the shortcut that we have on the computer using JAWS or NVDA. For example, when I'm reading my email on the Gmail server, when I actually go to the server to read emails, once I've pressed enter to open an email message, here's the process I go through. I hit the letter E, which takes me to the comment or the reply edit field. Then I hit Shift H, which takes me to the heading just at the top of the email message I want to read. And then I hit the letter N, which puts me where somebody says, "Hi, Albert," and then they start writing their message. So that's how I get to the body of a message as quickly as I've found to do. So hit E for edit field, Shift H, and then hit the letter N, and I'm usually, almost always, right on the text of the body of the message. Because web pages, that using those web pages to read email can be a bit of a nuisance. So shortcuts are really good. And that's what that static, non-static text means. It's just going to take you to something. Well, I'm just going to try it. I'm going to press the down arrow.
Subscribe to our flagship email newsletters. Static text not found. CBC Morning Brief. The news you need to know to start the day. The National Today.
See, there's no heading, there's no link, there's nothing associated with the text that it found when I was doing the non-static text.
Take a deeper dive into the day's most important stories. Enter email address.
Anyway, so there's always lots of strategies, and boy, use your rotor, get to know it. Look at your rotor list to make sure you've got things on there that you want. You can rearrange your rotor items so that they show up in the order that you would like to have them.
Yes, I don't even have static text chosen, so right. I wouldn't have even known to look for that or have it explained, so thanks, Albert.
And I don't have everything turned on. I only use headings. Links, I'm even tempted to take links off of my rotor because I so rarely use links as a means of moving through a web page. So headings are absolutely crucial. Form fields, I like. You'll notice that I don't have edit fields turned on because an edit field is a form field. And so if you're looking for an edit, the search edit field, I just have to spin my rotor to form fields and press the down arrow or the flick down to get to that same thing. So I just minimize what I'm using, but I do love buttons and tables, form fields, links, and headings are, for me anyway, absolutely crucial. Headings, the top of the list.
I hear that you have vertical navigation on as you click through.
Let me go through that. That isn't a key element, and let me show you where that really comes in. Like when I get into a table, for example, once I've entered the table, if I want to stay in the same column, like let's say I found the file name column, and I just want to go down that file name from the first row to the second one to the third to the fourth, that's when I would spin the rotor to vertical navigation and then flick down, which leaves me in the same row. And I keep going down that row. And once I find the one I want, then I can flick to the left, which moves me to the field beside it. Might be, the price or the date it was released or whatever it might be. So it's a way of navigating the table. Vertical navigation allows you to flick up and down to stay in the same row. And then right and left arrow moves you to the columns, on each side of that. But let me show you how this works on the home page. Come on.
Messages, contacts.
Okay, so the way I've structured my homepage, so top left corner is where I am. It says contacts.
Messages, calendars folder, photos.
Now that's the entire top row of my home screen on the iPhone. So now I know that my bank stuff is down below this particular, it's on that right-hand margin. So it's below the photos folder. So I'm going to spin the rotor to vertical navigation.
Vertical navigation.
I just spun it once to the left. Now I can down arrow or flick down and I get to
nearby explorer.
That's on the right-hand margin of my phone.
Finance.
Okay.
There's finance. The finance folder. So with vertical navigation, when I'm on the home row, it allows me to move up and down the particular column that I'm in rather than always having to flick left, flick right, flick, 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 flick 16 times to get to the one you want. I really know, and I've set up all of my apps on the home row so that it is at maximum efficiency for me. The apps that I absolutely use the most will be stacked along the right-hand margin and along the left-hand margin. The ones I use slightly less are in the two middle. And so if you're using a keyboard, vertical navigation is what moves you up and down any one of those columns. So, for example, if I want to go find my Google News app, I'm just going to flick to the left here.
Notes.
And then I'm going to flick down.
Zoom. Google News.
There's Google News. Right, so I can move around on the screen way, way more efficiently. If you're doing it flicking on the screen, you would flick to the left to move over one column and then flick down to go all the way down that particular column when you've got vertical navigation selected on your rotor. So it's just all about efficiency, getting there more quickly.
Okay, thank you.
And it also, like I said, it works inside any table that you might encounter on the website or wherever. I where I use it a lot is like bank statements and that sort of thing. Once I find that I want the list of all the names of the expenses that are in there, and so I flick down to stay in that column and read all of the names of the expenses. Once I find the one I'm inquiring about, then I can flick once to the left to get the date of that thing, and then flick twice to the right, and I know how much it was, and flick a couple more times to the right, and now I've got the balance. So flicking up and down is just a way to stay within a column is crucial. And you'll find another one on there. Once you get into a table, there'll also be something on your rotor called rows. So that's the same thing as vertical navigation, essentially.
Thank you for listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind. There are many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-304-0968. You can follow our GTT blog at gttprogram.blog. If you'd like to subscribe to our email support list, you can send a blank email to gttsupport+subscribe@groups.io. And you can follow the Canadian Council of the Blind on the web at ccbnational.ca.